rates of the year as low as 0%. And the best trade and bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders.
And has been for over three decades.
Stampeders football brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to Stampeder Football, the pregame show. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver. We are live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Right now it's time to go around the CFL for the Furness family. And this is the time we bring in our longtime CFL Hall of Fame voice, Mark Stephen, who is joining us from Langford, British Columbia, very close to Victoria Starlight Stadium. Mark, did you ever think you'd be broadcasting a game from Starlight Stadium?
No, because until a few weeks ago, I'd never heard of it, so that was one of the problems. So, but here, it's actually a very nice stadium. Look, it's a stadium that does host big events. The PFC team in the Canadian Professional Soccer League is here. It's hosts a lot of rugby events, too. It's kind of the unofficial home of Rugby Canada. So they have hosted big events here. You know, there's a whole set of stands on the north side of the stadium, about 14 rows deep. It goes end zone to end zone and some at the other end of the stadium. So it's a nice compact stadium. It's about 6,500. I think they'll have a good crowd here today.
For a preseason game, I thought the game was sold out, Mark.
That's a sellout.
That's a sellout. There you go. So hopefully we will see a sellout for this game, which is fantastic. Hey, lots to talk about. We will talk about the Calgary Stampeders in just a second. But since this feature is called Around the CFL for the Furness family, let's quickly go around the CFL. First, the CFL has a new commissioner. Replacing Andy Ambrosi is Stuart Johnson, the 15th commissioner in CFL history. And, Mark, before we get you to weigh in, maybe we should just hear from Stuart Johnson, because his number one goal, his number one priority, and so many commissioners have said this in the past, he needs to get a younger fan base. What's his plan? Here's the commissioner.
On day one, two thoughts are key focus for me. First is more short term. It's expanding our digital presence. The team at the league office, the teams at the clubs that are focused on digital content distribution are outstanding. The improvements that we've seen in engagement and in number of page views, number of videos has been fantastic. So short term, let's go to where those younger fans are looking for entertaining content. Long term, I'm coming back to, I want kids touching footballs. I want them playing football. I want them understanding football. I want them loving football. It's an easy sport to love. And I think flag football being the 2028 Olympics provides us an opportunity to gain some attention with audiences that may not be exposed to CFL football at this point.
Fair enough. Commissioners prior have always worked on trying to get the fan base younger. We understand this is a content-driven world that we now live in. So, Mark, just your thoughts on Stuart Johnson as the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League.
Well, it was certainly interesting, and his number one mandate is to up the contract the next time they sign it with his former employer, TSN and Bell Media. So that's one of the reasons he's there. And, you know, he does have a bit of a football passion and background. I mean, look, you know, to get the CFL the profile it has on TSN, he had to do a lot of work to get that done. So let's give him some credit there. He did grow up in Ottawa next to one of the Rough Rider stars of years past, Jerry Organ. So, you know, he has a football touch. He's obviously not a player per se that a Randy Ambrosi was, but nonetheless, he does have a passion in the CFL and wants it to succeed. You know, it has helped it succeed. So that's a great start right there.
Mark, we know that Randy Ambrosi, former CFL commissioner, made no secret that he wanted to add a 10th team during his eight-year tenure. Doesn't sound like this is a priority for the new commissioner. Would he like a 10th team? Absolutely, but not going to be his primary focus as he takes on the role. Your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, they do need a 10th team. That's why we're playing a game 8 days after training camp begins, because there's an odd number of teams. You know, maybe I was a little surprised to hear him say that, to be blunt about it. I think we have to give up on this Halifax stuff, though. This has gone on and around and around and around. For whatever reason, I'm not pointing fingers. I don't live there. It just isn't going to happen. So find another spot, but I think a 10th team remains essential. I'm not sure where that is. Let's just admit, though, it's not going to be Halifax.
Yeah, let's be honest. Randy Ambrosi, I thought he did a fair job as CFL commissioner, but his two fails, he did not increase revenues, he did not get a 10th franchise, and maybe that wasn't all on Randy Ambrosi, because they were close to the 10th franchise, but COVID certainly derailed them in the Maritimes. Hey, will we see a 10th franchise anytime soon? I'm not banking on it, because there just isn't the facilities around. Would I like to see Quebec City with the 10th franchise? Yes. You know, would I like to see Saskatoon with the 10th franchise? Maybe that would work as well. Anyway, we'll see how it plays. I do get it, Mark. You're bang on. Get the new TV deal done. Let's get the revenues up in this league, and let's make it a healthy 9-team league, because I do think it is pretty healthy right now. Also around the CFL, you've got a situation with some new tweaks to the rules. Dave Dickinson, head coach and general manager of the Calgary Stampeders, was asked about the new rule tweaks for this season.
The big one is that low hit on a vulnerable receiver. I'm good with it. I know it's going to be hard for officials. Listen, if there's any mitigating circumstances or they're in the air and all that, you're not going to get that call. But I think there are some plays from the past that I've seen. It would be nice to try to get those out of our game. So as a league, I think we're being proactive. We're taking an early stance on this. And our thought is, as a defense, you still got to be physical and tackle, but aim, try to just lift up your strike zone a little bit.
Low hits on a vulnerable receiver, a 15-yard penalty, an automatic first down. Also, there is now an upgrade to the roughing the passer penalty, 25-yard grade 2 roughing the passer penalty has also been motivated, by the league. And Mark, most of these tweaks, and I'll call them tweaks, they're not radical changes by any means. They're tweaks to make the game a little bit safer.
Yep, and that's nothing wrong with that at all. And we'll see how often those are implemented. But yeah, vulnerable receivers, that's really tough. And the quarterbacks are the star. They have to be protected. And if it's an additional penalty and additional sanctions, do it.
The one tweak I would have liked to have seen, though, Dave McIver, I still don't understand why they do have the rouge on a missed field goal if it gets bombed out of the end zone. Like, I love the rouge. Don't get me wrong. It's all part of the Canadian game. But I don't love the fact that you could win a Grey Cup championship game on a missed field goal that gets bombed through the end zone. To be eligible for the rouge, it's just got to stay in the end zone. And we got a big end zone in the Canadian Football League. We got a 20-yard end zone. So keep the damn ball in the end zone, and then you can have your rouge.
I'm with you, Jock. We haven't had the nightmare situation of somebody winning a Grey Cup on that play yet, but
it could happen.
If it does happen, then there will be some issues and some complaints. There's no doubt about that. Switch topics here, Mark, because we know that Blue Bombers quarterback Zach Calaro suspended for failing to respond to an off-season test. Now, will this one game be at the start of the season or preseason, and your thoughts on the suspension as a whole?
Yeah, it'll be the first game of the regular season, so they have the first week bye, so he'll miss the game on June 14th. I have to admit, I was pretty shocked to hear that, he was sanctioned for a violation under the league's anti-doping policy. He says he wasn't contacted. I mean, I don't know. I just don't see him being involved in that stuff, so maybe the CFL has to find a different way to contact the player, but, most other players are contacted. I don't know, but it was just bizarre. That's about the last thing I ever expected to see.
Well, to clarify, he was contacted by the doping agency. However, he didn't answer an unknown call. I don't answer unknown calls as well, so I do understand that. And if you're not checking your email, so maybe you got to let somebody from your team know that Dave McIver, we're going to drug test you, and the team could go for it.
Because in season, the guys from that agency just show up. They're just there, right. So they're there. And, they show up quite regularly at Stampeder practices, as I'm sure they do everywhere. And, once they're there and they draw your name out of a hat and say, it's your turn. We need to see you. So in person, it's good. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't answer a lot of calls. I figure if it's important enough, if I don't recognize the number, they'll leave a message. And most of the time, they don't. But anyway, because it's from some – anyway. So, yeah, quite shocking. But I think they have to work on, off-season procedures being a little better. But the story really caught me off guard, I have to say.
Okay, Mark, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time here on the pregame show, just a quick comment. What you're expecting today, it was a very busy off-season for the Calgary Stampeders. It was not a reset. It's been a rebuild for this team. So just your general thoughts.
Well, it's a time for, newcomers to make a bid because Saturday's game is going to be heavy on veterans. There are 33 players who are walking on a CFL field for the first time. So it's going to be a lot of people there. There's some experience, but basically it's less than 2 years per player. Not much experience here. So we'll just see. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the players. Ryan Jones, a fullback, looking forward to seeing how he fits in. Looking forward to seeing some of the running backs, how they do. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Damian Alford. Want to see him in a game situation. So far, so good from what I've seen, but a game is a different world. And just let's play, see what happens. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to hear from Damian Alford in just a few minutes here on the pregame show. That's a wrap for Around the CFL for the Furness family. Done right, day or night. FurnaceFamily.com. Around the corner, we're going to check in with our color commentator, Greg Peterson. Pete C. Has been with the Stamps broadcast for nearly three decades. It's mind-boggling. Like, Mark and Greg have been like a married couple for 28 years. Mark, I think, is heading into his 29th year as the play-by-play voice of the Calgary Stampeders. So stick around because Greg Peterson is up next. We'll take a look at that injury report as well. Just a reminder, the CFL Insider is back this season on QR Calgary. It's brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Glenn Suter is back for another season. Glenn Suter joins me twice a week on Sports Talk with Jock every Tuesday, every Thursday on QR Calgary as we discuss all things CFL. Greg Peterson up next. The pregame show continues. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play. QR Calgary at 107.3 The Edge.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. Dave McIver and Jock Wilson getting you ready for the first preseason game of the year between the Stamps and the BC Lions. And normally at this time of the show, we would take a look at the injury report as we bring in color commentator, the great Greg Peterson. PT, how we doing? I know you're excited to be back for another year of football.
I'm excited, and I'm excited to be. I just have to explain this booth a little bit, guys. We are about 10 yards right behind the BC bench. Dave McIver, if you are doing the sideline, I could hand you my headphone and just give it to you, and you could do the report and then hand it back to me. That's how close we are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's the best vantage point in the league.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool to see the game from this. We're so close. I kind of like it. Yeah, you're being closer to the action, you know, and other games are way up there, but this is kind of a unique little spot.
That's fantastic, Greg. We're usually quite a bit a ways away from each other when we're at home, but 10, 15, 20 feet wouldn't be too bad. Greg, obviously not much on the injury front, and that's a good thing this early in the season, but we do know Ben LaBrosse started camp a little late and then kind of a crappy start to camp and the preseason because linebacker Fraser Sopik, who Stamps signed in the offseason from the Argos, had surgery, ended up retiring. That wasn't the news I don't think the team was looking for.
No, and you get back to Ben, he had an ankle injury, and so they decided to try and fix it in the offseason. He came back and find out it really wasn't fixed. It might have made it a little bit worse, and I know they're looking for big things from Ben. They would like to start a Canadian out at the corner position. They got Green, they got Ben LaBrosse, but the injuries could affect that. Both those two guys, though, Canadians are doing really good. It's unusual to play a corner position for a Canadian, but we're hope that's what the Stamps are hoping they can do.
You know, Greg, we just talked about around the CFL with Mark Stephen, and one of the things that happened in the offseason was the Canadian Football League Players Association released the results of their first annual report card, which allowed players to anonymously assess all nine CFL teams. The Calgary Stampeders did not get a great report from the players. C-minus for football operations, D-plus for management and administration, C-plus for training and medical staff, C-plus for equipment, you know, D-plus for family treatment, a D-minus for nutrition. The reason I bring that up, you know, you're a former player, and I think this was a positive for the Calgary Stampeders, because what did we see the Stampeders do? They responded. They've got a new players' lounge. They've got improvements in the weight room. They've got new turf at McMahon Stadium. They've got some new nutrition ideas. Hey, the Stampeder organization listened. They saw, and they made some changes. So maybe these report cards were a good thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, number one is I think the reports would have been about two grades higher if they had a winning season. So anytime you have a losing season, everybody always thinks things aren't going. But you're right. The Stamps, I don't know how it – I don't think it was really bad. But, you know, the way these guys get treated compared to how we did in the old days. But if they needed better nutrition, if they needed better this, better that, and the Stamps respond, that's good. That's the way pro sports is now. If you're going to compete, number one is you got to get treated like gold as a professional athlete. Why? Because all the other teams do in all the other sports. It's not like the old days where you know, that's not what the first team that you're really worried about as an organization. Now you have to, because you're going to get compared to the other people around the league that are doing it. So good on the Stamps to respond, because if it needed to be improved, I'm glad they improved it.
New turf as well, which I'm sure a lot of the players coming in, and also the players who were here last year, are pretty happy about.
Hopefully what that means is we won't have as lengthy of an injury report moving forward, because, you know, injuries have been a huge issue for this club the last couple of years, and the turf did play a big factor in that.
Absolutely, it did. When we come back, oh, go ahead, Greg.
Well, I was just going to say, but the Stamps really, their hands were tied when it came to the turf, because there were other factors and decision makers saying whether that turf. Dave Dickinson wanted a new turf 2 years ago, so you know that the Stamps can't get critiqued on that, because they really didn't have a lot of say in that. All the other areas, Jock, you just outlined, that's within their control, and I'm glad they improved those controls.
When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll hear from one player that the Stamps signed last season to, I would say, a pretty big fanfare, quite a bit of fanfare, I should say, and PJ Walker, the quarterback. It's time for another timeout here on the pregame show. More great Stampeder action coming up in just a few minutes.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta is a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer, and tell them PB sent you.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Let's go, girls.
QR Calgary welcomes Shania Twain to the Calgary Stampede on Saturday, July 5th.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Hey! Tickets are on sale now, but QR Calgary has your shot at scoring your way there.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
Listen to Morning Brew with Andrew or enter at QRCalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shania this Calgary Stampede.
Nobody calls the game like Mark Stephen and Greg Peterson. Stampeders Football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
It is the first preseason test of the year for the Calgary Stampeders against the BC Lions. A quick look at the Alberta Ford dealers kickoff countdown clock. We're 55 minutes away from the opening kickoff. The Stampeders will start PJ Walker as their quarterback number one today, And Nathan Rourke will get the start for the BC Lions. Mark and Greg will have exclusive radio play-by-play action coming your way just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Welcome back to the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. I'm Jock Wilson alongside of Dave McIver. Now, it is very, very interesting. The last Temple University quarterback that lit it up for the Calgary Stampeders, none other than Henry Burris. Henry Burris, a legitimate star in the Canadian Football League. Will P.J. Walker be a legitimate star in the Canadian Football League? Of course, he's a former NFLer, had a very, very successful career at Temple University, and the Calgary Stampeders have high expectations for this player who was signed last season, stuck around for 3 games, got to know the organization, and then, of course, signed in the offseason and ready to roll for the Calgary Stampeders, backing up Vernon Adams Jr. Here is P.J. Walker with his thoughts on his first training camp in Calgary.
I feel great, you know, just thankful to be here, just looking forward to the opportunity, just having fun, back to playing ball. It's been a while since I felt like I played, so I'm out here to have fun.
How much that little, you know, 3-week stint last year helped you coming here?
Yeah, it's just to get a feel for the game. I think that was the main thing for me, come down here, get a feel, and just adjust to the players. You know, it's a little different from down south, you know, with the Wagyu and everything. So for me, I just had to learn that and just get adjusted to it.
You're obviously a pro, but
yeah,
new kind of football, new players, new quarterback room. What's that like?
It's different, but I've spent all offseason just working it. I put a lot of time in this offseason just trying to train my mind and my body just to, you know, get the flow of things. It's different, but, you know, with the right preparation, you'll be able to adjust quick.
He doesn't qualify as a CFL rookie because he does have CFL experience. He is anything but a rookie, Greg Peterson, because of his resume, his time in the NFL. What do we expect from P.J. Walker today? What do you expect from P.J. Walker this season?
Well, he's got the full package. He's got the ability to pick up the Canadian game. I've talked to the coaches about him. They're very happy with his work ethic. A lot of guys come up here from the NFL and they think, oh, I got the NFL experience. The Canadian game's totally different. You've got to get into the film room and you've got to just really work at your mind and get new. It's a different game totally. It's a lot faster. More things are going through your mind in a real set period of time. He's put in the hard work. He can throw every throw. He's a legit pro. He's got a rocket of an arm, and he can move. Something really we haven't had at quarterback the last couple of years. So I'm excited to see what this guy can do. I can't call him a young man because he's really kind of a vet. He's been around the pro for quite a bit. But the fact he's got all the tools in the toolbox to make things happen, I'm excited about that.
So how much will we see him today, and what's the plan for the quarterbacks? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. PJ's going to start, and he's probably going to see, I would say, more than a quarter. And then they're going to put in Love and Bonner and Logan Bonner a little bit less. But PJ's probably going to get a big chunk of the game, at least a quarter and a half, or maybe even a half. I don't know.
Okay. Are you surprised we're not seeing Vernon Adams in this game, or do we need to see him in this game? Because he
is trying to pick up
a new offense. Okay.
He is, but okay. No, we don't need to see him. We got next week for that. And you know what? This is kind of a look at all the guys they left at home. Look at all the guys BC. This is kind of rookies to go out and try and make the club. Both teams, it's going to be mostly rookies or scattered here with a couple of veterans that got 3-4 years that they really need to get more CFL experience. So I'm not surprised at all at that. I didn't expect it in any way whatsoever.
The marquee matchup is back again this season, brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. We'll take a quick timeout, and then Greg Peterson is going to be back, and he will set up his marquee matchup for this first preseason test. You're listening to QR Calgary. You're listening to 107.3 The Edge. This is Calgary Stampeder Football.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get In and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%. Plus, a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
What better way to enjoy the only Friday the 13th in 2025 than enjoying the ultimate viewing and dance party for the all-time cult classic Rocky Horror Picture Show. Friday, June 13th inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Rocky Horror themed attire is encouraged, so be sure to bring your most becoming self to this 18-plus party like no other. Live performances, interactive zones, and themed dances. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show like this. Tickets on sale now at DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Back at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino, Dave McIver with Jock Wilson. Getting ready, Jock. We're back, baby. Football's back. We got a preseason game today. We're just, what, 2-3 weeks away from a new CFL season. This is awesome. With football being back, that means the marquee matchup is back, so let's go back to Starlight Stadium and check in with Greg Peterson. Take a look at the marquee matchup for Country Hills Toyota. Get your best deal during the Get In and Go event at your Toyota giant, Country Hills Toyota. Now, Greg, usually I have at least somewhat of an idea where you're going with a marquee matchup, but in the preseason I have no idea, so just you're going to surprise me with whatever it is.
Well, I have no idea when you got really this whole matchup. But what I am looking for, guys, though, is I know that Rourke is going to start the game, and I'm really interested to see how our unsure secondary, if there's one position that we really don't know about yet, that's our secondary. How is the top quarterback on the BC Lions going to do against our secondary? And that's going to be first in the game. That's one matchup I'm looking forward to seeing early in the football game.
You know, it's interesting. People have always asked me, are there any veterans on the hot seat? And I would say, you know, because the receiving core has been dramatically changed in the offseason, I think a guy like Cam Echols could be on the hot seat. Ismail Hyman could be on the hot seat. I don't think Eric Brooks is going anywhere because he's probably going to do some returning, you know, for this game. Dietrich Mills is going to be your starting running back when the season kicks off, Greg Peterson. But, you know, Tyon Evans and Eno Benjamin, I think they're players to watch today.
Yeah, there's a just because of what happened last year, I don't think anybody's real safe. Reggie Begelton, maybe a couple others, Phil Pott, but there's everybody's position's kind of going to be on the line, and these young guys know that, and they've got a chance tonight to go out and shine and make it to next week to see how they're going to do. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting how they. Some of these, you never know. We've been through this now for many, many years, and one guy seems to come out and shine in the first preseason game that nobody ever thought of. And that's because you can't match what it's like in practice when it comes to a game. Some guys are just gamers, and they're not practice players. I'll go back many, many years. Jeff C, and nobody thought he would be anything, gets in a preseason game, gets in, and they weren't even going to throw him in. He goes and marches a team right down the field, scores two touchdowns. Next thing you know, they give him another week of seeing how he'll do, and we all know what happened with Jeff Garcia. So is there going to be a Jeff Garcia coming out of this game? We don't know.
Coming up on the pregame show, we'll, of course, hear from Stampeders general manager and head coach Dave Dickinson. We'll have the keys to the game for Greg Peterson, but right now we've got to take another timeout. The pregame show continues after this short break.
Got it.
Okay.
I already got it.
This is Stampeders Football on QR Calgary, Corus Entertainment Radio Station.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Every hit, every tackle, every touchdown. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Text line is always open here on the pregame show, 403-974-8255. If you want to weigh in or if maybe you have a question for the panel here on the pregame show, just got this text from Matt. Matt McQueen, and Matt says, Jock, I haven't been this excited about a season for quite a few years. I'm intrigued to see how P.J. Walker and Vernon Adams push each other to do better. What do you guys think will happen with the punting game now that Cody Grace is gone? And that is a great question because that is one of the battles to watch in this game. Calgary Stampeders did lose Cody Grace as he follows his former special teams coordinator, Mark Killam, the new head coach of the Edmonton Elks. He is now the punter for the Edmonton Elks, so there is a spot wide open for the Calgary Stampeder Football Club. In the global draft, the Calgary Stampeders selected two Australian punters. With the second pick, the first pick in the second round, the Stampeders picked a punter out of Colorado. Yeah, he was a teammate of Shadur Saunders, played for Deion Saunders, Mark Vassett, who has been here since rookie camp. They also selected with the number one pick overall in the global draft, a punter out of Ole Miss, a big-time school in the SEC, Fraser Mazin. Now, Fraser did have a mini-camp to go to in the NFL, so he joined the team late, but he was very excited about being the number one pick in the global draft.
Oh, I think it's just, you know, the whole process, you know, what do I really expect? Like, this is all happening, you know, it seems like it's happened really fast and also the first time, and I guess there really wasn't any expectations. I knew of the league in Canada, and I knew that would definitely be a place where I could see myself going. But I just guess the attention and the, you know, the scouting of me, like, I wasn't expecting it. And so it was really nice to connect with Coach Dickerson and that whole staff. And, yeah, I'm very happy to be heading out there.
It's an interesting battle, Greg Peterson, because Mark has been here since day one. He went through rookie camp. Fraser was a late addition, you know, to the training camp roster, but he was the number one pick overall. And really, it's going to come down to game action. Who's better at directional punting? Because I think this is one of the battles to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll tell you what, the Australian global punters are not only taking over the CFL, which every team's got one, and they're all global players. They're taking over the NFL. They're taking over college football. One comes from Mississippi, one's from Colorado. They're really, you go to Australia now to get your punters, and that's because these guys are just good. They've been punting a ball, maybe not a CFL football, all their life, and it's the Canadian game's made perfect for them. With Fraser, big guy, 6'4", 230 pounds. He's a guy you can say that can just power it. He's a big, take out the big stick and hit it 300 yards if you want to analyze it to a golf swing. And then you got Mark Vassett. He's also a big guy, 6'4", 219. More of a technician, I think, when he kicks, and he might be a little bit better directional kicking. But you're right. I think that is the matchup or the biggest competition right now to see who's going to win that starting position.
It's kind of funny, Greg. You're not used to having punters who are this big traditionally, but all these guys played Aussie rules football, so they're all big and mean and tough. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the battle shapes out to be. But hey, maybe they can go down and get one like Cody was able to do a couple times.
Well, yeah, but you know what? They're taking over all the leagues. I don't know what it is about what they're doing there in Australia, but you look at the NFL salary. Look at their roster, and half of them are global players. Half of them are from Australia, and same thing in the Canadian League. And they must be doing something right because punting now used to be that was kind of a Canadian position. It really isn't anymore. Kicking is the kicking, but the punting now has been taken over by the Aussies.
The one thing we know about Stampeder kickers is Rene Paredes. No worries. He's going nowhere. He did sign a 2-year contract in the offseason. Is it going to be his final contract? You know, Rene Paredes is now 40 years young, celebrated his 40th birthday last week. Hey, we got to take another break here on the pregame show. This is Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge. Up next, The player profile is Mark Steven. We'll have a chat with the Calgary Stampeders' number one pick overall, Damien Alford, who will make his pro debut this afternoon on Vancouver Island. This is Calgary Stampeder Football. We are, of course, Entertainment Radio Station.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory. The best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
This is the only place to listen to Calgary Stampeders football. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
QR Calgary 770 on AM, 107.3 The Edge on FM, or online at QRCalgary.com.
With the first pick in the 2025 CFL Draft, the Calgary Stampeders select Damien Alford, wide receiver, Utah.
Well, I mean, he's got rare height, weight, speed, which is obviously a football term, but, you know, 6'5", 225, 4'4", 6". Some very, very successful receivers in our league that don't have those measurables. And the main thing we looked at was his character. We weren't sure what happened last year at Utah. But we got a lot of good reports from their coaches. He was a captain at Syracuse. Just didn't work out for him in 2024, but we needed those questions addressed before taking him one overall. I think he'd be a great addition to our room. And, Vernon loves big receivers. That's another guy we want to surround him with as many weapons as possible.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good things that happen when you finish dead last in the CFL, but you are, at least if you haven't traded it away, you are rewarded with the first overall pick, Jock, and I think the Stamps have made a very intriguing pick with Damien Alford.
As the kids call it, DFL, dead freaking last.
Is that the F? Okay, yeah. It is back at the pregame show, Dave McIver and Jock Wilson broadcasting here from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino, and it is time for the player profile with Mark Steven and the first overall pick of the CFL draft, Damien Alford, the 6'6" product from Montreal. You'll have a lot of eyes on him today as he enters the lineup versus the BC Lions. His pro debut, his college career, pretty darn good. He was a big deep ball threat as a member of Syracuse. 67 catches for 1,291 yards. That's almost 20 yards per catch, 19.3 to be exact. 7 touchdowns as a member of the Orange as well. Here is Calgary Stampeder first overall pick, Damien Alford, with the voice of the Stamps, Mark Steven.
Well, Damien, the camp has been going on for the last few days here. How do you think you're fitting in and enjoying it and getting ready for your first pro season here?
I'm fitting in well. I feel like I'm getting comfortable with the offense. I'm just flying around, having fun, playing football, and it's taking me back to my days when I was playing in high school. It's fun. The guys are having fun, and I love it.
All right. Let's get into your background then. Where are you from?
I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. A little far away from Calgary, but I'm from there. I started football at the age of 12 years old, first year of high school, and my love for football just grew from there.
Was anybody sort of encourage you or drag you out, a cousin, relative, brother or something?
Fun story. My dad actually didn't want me to play football. My friends actually are the ones that dragged me to go play. So once they decided to go play, I just followed along with them, and that's how I really started.
You have some athletic gifts, big guy. Is there any sort of athlete in your family you kind of take after? Or obviously, you're a big guy with a big catch radius there.
My dad was a rugby player. My sister played basketball. My mom played netball. So I come from a long line of athletes, especially my dad with rugby and everything. So, yeah.
In terms of the football journey, tell us about, high school in Montreal. Then you left Montreal. Take us through that.
My journey was pretty interesting. My last year of high school in Montreal, I left to go play in Florida at MacArthur. Went to go live with my uncle and had an amazing year there. Got my offers, went to Syracuse, had an amazing 4 years. got to Utah. Unfortunately, didn't get to see the field that much, but I'm here now, first round pick, and I'm happy to be in the situation I am right now.
When the call came from Calgary, were you surprised? Were you expecting it? Do you think they had an interest in you?
I was surprised in a way because I wasn't sure if they were going to take me in the first or in the eighth. So I was really just patiently waiting, and after once I seen the phone call, I knew exactly what it was, and I was just grateful for the opportunity.
Vernon Adams, experienced quarterback, how is it having him in your first camp?
Oh, it's amazing. We worked out previously, as I previously mentioned. Amazing quarterback. He knows where to put the ball for big receivers. He loves big receivers, and you can tell when he throws the ball. So it's just really going out there and making the catches when they need to be made.
Mentioned familiarity with Syracuse. You went there. Also, so did Ben LeBron. Tell us a bit about that.
Ben's my brother. He was my roommate in Syracuse, and now just being able to be teammates with him again is amazing.
In terms of getting ready for your first game, a little nerves, excitement, what would be your sort of interpretation?
There's going to always be nerves. It's my first year pro, but there's a lot of excitement as well. First time going to be playing pro and really just getting back on the field after what happened last season. So I'm really just excited more than anything.
All right. Well, good luck with it. And thanks for stopping by.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mark Steven with Calgary Stampeders first overall pick, Damian Alford. Sounded like he was a bit surprised when he went first overall, Jock. Were you surprised when Damian Alford's name was selected?
Well, first overall pick? You know, it's a great question because, you know, did the Stampeders look at a weakness on their roster and take the best player available at that draft? You know, Damian Alford didn't go to the combine, but the Calgary Stampeders obviously did their research. But let's not forget, you know, Cole Tucker was a surprise retirement in the offseason. He was a former first-round draft pick for the Calgary Stampeders. You lost Ryson John to the BC Lions. You lost Tyson Middlemost, you know, another receiver to the Edmonton Elks. There was a situation available that, you know, the Calgary Stampeders needed, you know, some help because Clark Barnes has a tough time staying healthy. And you've got a situation where Jalen Philpott, great to see him play all 18 games last year, but he was coming off a serious injury in 2023. So I look at his size, and he is a big boy. He's got the big wingspan. You know, he can block very, very well. But, yeah, there's extra pressure when you're the number one guy. So, Greg Peterson, just your thoughts on what this dude can bring to the team.
Well, it's hard to not take a guy with that type of physical attributes. I mean, 6'6", runs a 4.4 40, as you said, got that wingspan that, you know, you're not, you can't develop that. You're gifted it by God. It's just like, it's hard to not pass a guy that's got that much physical talent. But as they said, they had to do their due diligence, so why didn't he play at Utah? There are various reasons, and, you know, he had a great career at Syracuse, and so I think it wasn't a real big surprise to me because the Stamps aren't going to pick someone without doing full due diligence, and they've done it, and now let's hope the young kid develops into something really good, because I'll tell you what, you don't see physicality and that type of physical abilities too often. He's a little bit in the unique category when it comes to that.
I did talk to Damian on Sports Talk with Jock, and I talked to head coach Dave Dickinson, and I also talked to Brendan Mahoney about why he didn't go to go play in Utah in his final season. The couple of things came in. He wanted to graduate, and so he did graduate when he left Syracuse, and what he basically missed spring camp, you know, in the NCAA. And Greg, you know, because you played in the NCAA, if you miss spring camp, you're basically not on the radar of any of your coaching staff. And that's exactly what happened. He basically wasn't on the radar. And the coaching staff, obviously in Utah, said maybe they made a mistake. Maybe they should have played this guy more. But because he didn't take part in that spring camp, he was sort of an afterthought.
Well, he was behind the eight ball a little bit. And coming in, they've got, you know, I don't want to, you got the nil or the name, image, likeness where you can go to other teams now. And NCAA yep. players are moving around like crazy, but he went to Utah, and for some reason, the offensive coordinator, whoever it was, maybe wanted other guys. I don't know, but you know what? As I said, they did their due diligence. They talked to coaches. They got good about it, and I'm just hoping he develops, because if you can, I'll tell you what, down by the goal line, about the 10-yard line, I play corner. I don't want to cover no 6'6 guy that's runs a 4.6 40, because they got an advantage over you, and you could be the quickest DB in the world. All you do is run a 9 route, which means a little fade, and have him go up there and get it. And I know the Stamps today are going to give him a couple of chances to catch the football, and we'll see how he does.
Well, thanks to the BC Lions and the fact that they went over the salary cap, the Stamps did have two picks in the first round. They also had the number 8 selection overall, Chris Fortin, on the offensive line. He is another big boy. He's ready to work, and he's ready to protect Vernon Adams and P.J. Walker.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the key is, like, keep the quarterback as clean as possible, but myself getting dirty. So at that point, I'm ready to put my face in the fan and do it.
Well, hold it. I've seen your face. Do you still have the big beard?
Oh, yeah, always. I'm not going to give up that one.
He looks like a mountain man. You know, he's married. He looks like a veteran right now, Greg Peterson, and he's going to start at the right guard position today. And hey, when you make a draft pick like that, you expect this guy, just like Christian Nkanu last year, hopefully he can be a nice depth player, maybe even a starter later on in the season.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get better and better. Right now, he's having a little bit of a tough time adjusting to how good the defensive and athletic the defensive lineman on needs to improve his passing ability. You just don't get guys that are that athletic and quick where he came from, where he played for. Now, it's a matter of getting used to that speed and how athletic those defensive ends and those defensive linemen are. He's a guy I think that got to develop a little bit, but I'm sure the Stampeders are happy with him so far. Whether he's going to be a starting job, you know, that's up in the air, but we'll see.
Your Alberta Ford Dealers kickoff countdown clock says we are 20 minutes away from kickoff. When we come back, more battle talk. What does the center position look like with the departure of Sean McEwen? And there's like 1,000 defensive backs in camp right now, so we'll talk about the secondary and what that'll look like. And we will talk about, maybe talk with the coach coming up here a little bit later in the pregame show. More great Stampeder football coverage coming your way next on QR Calgary 770 CHQR.
Wolf Chev GMC Buick Calgary is leading the pack, celebrating an all-new location and the same amazing experience. For a limited time, save up to $12,000 or get 0% financing for up to 60 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 off select vehicles. Run with the pack to Wolf Calgary, your General Motors Superstore. Now open at 768 101st Street Southwest, just off Stony Trail.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
This is the only place to listen to Calgary Stampeders football. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
QR Calgary 770 on AM, 107.3 The Edge on FM, or online at qrcalgary.com.
And welcome back to Alberta Ford Dealers Stampeder football here on QR Calgary and The Edge 107.3. I'm Jock Wilson with Dave McIver. We are live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino, getting closer and closer to the opening kickoff at Starlight Stadium on Vancouver Island, very close to Victoria in Langford, the Stamps and the Lions as we kick off a brand new 2025 season. Lots of question marks for the Calgary Stampeders, Greg Peterson, because as we talked about, this was not a reset. This was a rebuild by the organization. Sean McEwen is now a member of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. So who is going to be the starting center? Rodine Brown gets the start today. He's a guy that filled in a couple of games last year for Sean McEwen, has a little bit of experience. I'm not sure he's going to be your starter on day one, though, because I think Bryce Bell is who they want to go with there. But what are your thoughts?
I agree with you, Bryce Bell. He didn't even come on the trip. But Rodine Brown is in his third year from Alberta. They're really happy with his progression, and he's probably going to play at least a half. And then we're probably going to see a little bit of the guy we just talked about, Chris Fortin, in there at some center position. So I think we needed to improve our offensive line. The coaches know more than we know or think, and they got rid of some of the players they thought maybe where their positions needed to get better. And so I'm hoping our offensive line has to be better. But, Jock, just the fact that we have quarterbacks who can move around is going to make our offensive line look a little bit better.
Fair enough. You know, you talked about Ben LaBrosse. Maybe he's going to get a chance at that strong field side corner, which would be great. Adrian Green is going to get the start there today. The other big news in the offseason, Demario Houston got into a little bit of legal issue. Those charges were dropped. But Tyler Richardson is probably going to be your boundary side corner this year if he can stay healthy. But Anthony Johnson gets the start today, and he's a guy that has impressed in training camp, Greg.
Yeah, he's impressed. And the corner is a type of position where you don't have as much going on both sides of you. You're out there kind of on an island, and you really have to be able to cover one-on-one and read. I mean, I remember a guy I played with, Junior Thurman. He would out there, and he would just read the patterns and jump the quarterbacks. And that's what Anthony does really, really good. He's a very good reader, and he's got time to do it. Our secondary's kind of, Jock, the position that I don't want to say I'm skeptical. I'm unaware of how it's going to fit. I mean, you're looking at all the other positions. Secondary is totally up in the air. I have no idea who's going to be starting come that first game we have, because it's up in the air. They've got so many guys there. Really, it's one position that is, we're going to see how it happens, because nobody knows right now who's going to be starting for those positions.
Yeah, the other big battle of the linebacking core, it's going to be an all-new linebacking core because, of course, Cam Judge is now a member of the Toronto Argonauts, and Micah Alway is now a member of the BC Lions. Markel Lee, you know, the Stampeders have high expectations for him, and he's going to be your starting middle linebacker in this game today. We got to take another quick timeout. However, in 90 seconds, we're going to hear from Stampeder head coach Dave Dickinson. The interview with the coach is brought to you by our friends at Tom's House of Pizza. This is Stampeder Football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get In and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get In and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
What better way to enjoy the only Friday the 13th in 2025 than enjoying the ultimate viewing and dance party for the all-time cult classic, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Friday, June 13th, inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Rocky Horror-themed attire is encouraged, so be sure to bring your most becoming self to this 18-plus party like no other. Live performances, interactive zones, and themed dances. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show like this. Tickets on sale now at DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to your Alberta Ford Dealers Stampeder football on QR Calgary. I'm Dave McIver with Jock Wilson at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Time now for the interview with the coach, head coach and general manager Dave Dickinson. Well, let's just say it was an interesting offseason. Lots of changes. Was he going to be back? He got the vote of confidence from Calgary Stampeder brass. Here's Dave with Mark Steve.
Well, Dave, game one of the preseason here on the road in Victoria. The roster, how would you describe it? As hopefuls, veterans, what are you bringing to Victoria?
I'm bringing quite a few guys for preseason game on the road. Leaving certainly some vets at home or some guys that are dinged up. Nothing too serious, hopefully. When you get your opportunity, you got to play, and you got to play at a high level. And I want to see growth. I want to see improvement. I want to see, you know, let's say your fifth play to your 10th play to your 15th play, hopefully you're playing better and faster and more aggressive. Those are the things we're looking at.
A lot of newness on the team, on the field, coaching staff. Just your overall sense of how everybody's integrating when so many different parts are in play.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of positives. There has been, you know, good energy. I think the guys are trying different things, some new thoughts, some different types of ways to coach. Just this week was a little bit of, I guess, choppy. I didn't feel like we were on the same page with communication. So as a staff, we also have to be those leaders, keep our poise, communicate, make sure our guys are doing the right jobs.
don't want to go through every player on the roster because there's so many, but P.J. Walker came here at the end of the year, now is coming in to do some quarterbacking in this game. Your thoughts on his progress?
Yeah, well, we'll have B.A.'s here, but he's not going to play. So P.J. will get the shot and start out and just be himself. And, you know, quarterback play, though, when it's actually, you know, a game, you can run. And you are going to get hit as well. So you can kind of see who the real players are and who can make decisions in basically, you know, traffic and people coming to go get you and who's got poise, who's a clutch player, who's tough. All these things are what you see in a game versus practice.
Damian Alford was the team's number one overall draft choice. How's he performed in his first rookie camp and the first part of training camp?
Yeah, I think it's more for him as knowing the system and then just being able to play fast. Like when he knows how he wants to run a route or what we expect from that certain route. I do feel like he's been doing some really good things. It's when he's not sure, he's in a different spot, he's using waggle, that's when he seems to kind of be thinking and slow down. So use these games to get better. I do think, temper expectations a little bit. He's still a rookie that hasn't played in Canada for a long time, but certainly some skill, and he's hungry.
Quick thought on the punters battle. You got two guys, two Australian punters to come in. Just how are they doing? And I guess this will just be who can kick it the furthest, the longest, the most times kind of thing, huh?
Consistently, but I mean, we don't really want to do the longest. We're looking for good hang time and good placement. Both have really strong legs. They're both good punters. You look throughout the league, though, it's really a testament to that program and how the guys come out of Australia. They're all seem like big, long, can really put that ball up in the air. So, yeah, same thing, though, is now you got a rush. Now you got an operation time. They're getting used to the field, and they're also our holders. So I think both guys need these preseason games and certainly get the battle going.
Well, the battles begin with the BC Lions in a little bit. Dave, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. The coach's interview for Tom's House of Pizza. Serving Calgarians, pizza made to perfection since 1963. This is our final break here on the pregame show. When we get back, Greg Peterson gives us the keys to the game, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. On the home of the Stampeders, QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 PH.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
Hey folks, Paul Brandt here. Around these parts, we work hard, play hard, and we demand the best. Sometimes you need a truck that's a cut above. The Ford Super Duty. Tough enough for any job with the style and luxury you deserve. It's as powerful as it is refined, with cutting-edge features that make every drive a pleasure. In short, this ain't your everyday pickup. The Ford Super Duty. Drive the finest truck Alberta has to offer today at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PV sent ya.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play, QR Calgary.
And we're just minutes away from the opening kickoff between the Stampeders and the BC Lions as the 2025 CFL preseason kicks off this afternoon. Greg Peterson, we got one more piece of business to take care of here on the pregame show, and that is the keys to the game for the Alberta Ford dealers. I get it. It's preseason. It's not life or death that you win this game, but it is maybe life or death for some of the rookies, because if they don't show today, they have no chance of making this team.
Well, exactly, and those are my keys. Number one key is let your athletic talent shine. Don't think too much. Both sides of the ball with the coaches aren't going to be calling complicated blitzes or trick plays. They're going to let the play. You're going to win this game not by scheme, but by your play. So let your athletic talent shine. Number two is make plays. When you get a chance to make a play, make it. That's whether it's a knockdown, a pick, a catch, a run, a tackle, a block, whatever. Make the play. And this is something that my good buddy Marshall Toner said to Jay McNeil when Jay first came into the league. And Jay asked Marshall, his first game, what do you think I should do? And I'll never forget what Marshall said to him is, make yourself known somehow. Don't be average. Now is a time as a rookie that you don't want to be incognito. Don't just go out there and not make a mistake. Now is the time to do something good to get yourself noticed. Those are my keys.
I love that. Don't be average. Make yourself known. We'll see who makes themselves known in this game today. That is a wrap for the pregame show. For Dave McIver, I'm Jock Wilson. Hey, don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here on QR Calgary. Mark Steven and Greg Peterson, the longest-serving play-by-play team, they're ready to take things over in Victoria at Starlight Stadium. Mark's going to take a look at the starting lineups. He'll do that next as you're listening to QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Don't miss your favorite Calgary Stampeders game this season.
Be there for Labor Day, the first Stampede Bowl, or a rivalry you can't miss.
Single game tickets are now on sale. Guarantee you have the best seat for all the action.
With Vernon Adams Jr. now wearing red and white, this season will be unforgettable.
And Stamps fans know that McMahon Stadium is Calgary's greatest outdoor patio.
Visit stampeders.com/tickets to secure your seat for one of the most anticipated Stampeders seasons ever.
Together, we ride.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary. Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. Listen to Stampeders play-by-play and high-definition radio brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
And welcome to Overcast and Threatening Starlight Stadium in Langford, B.C. Mark Steven here with your Alberta Ford dealer Stampeder football on QR Calgary with your starting lineups. Defensively for the Calgary Stampeders, their front four is Clarence Hicks, Jalen Hutchings, Deshaun Mallory, a recent signing, and Cedric Wilcott. The linebacking core leads to start Jacob Roberts, Markel Lee, Bailey Devine Scott. In the secondary, Anthony Scott, a former Elk, Marlashawn Franklin, Jackson Sombeck, second-team All-Canadian at Regina, Jaden Grant, and free agent signing Adrian Green, who played here last year. The BC Lions, offensively, their line, they'll feature Woodruff, along with Pearson, University of Calgary's Tyler Packa, Anauna, and Schluger. Their receiving core consists of Jared Gibson. They're looking forward to big things from him. Jermaine Jackson, David Durden, and Rayson John, the former Stampeder, obviously, signing here as a free agent. Nathan Work will get the start at quarterback. Jordan Terrell and Riley Pickett are in the backfield. The Stampeders offensively, their line left to right. Big William Barnes at left tackle. Kyle Saxel at left guard. Rodine Brown, first round pick Christian Fortin, and Preston Nichols at right tackle. Kalen Horton, Terrell Vaughn, Joseph Ngata, big guy, Ish Hyman, Cam Eccles, the receiving core. The quarterback will be P.J. Walker, and Tyon Evans is the running back. There are 60 players with the Stampeders, 33 playing their first game. Fanico, Moore, Cherry, and Terre are the front four for the B.C. Lions. Lewis, Smith, and Coyle, these are all prospects, are the linebackers. Johnny Dixon, Ronald Kent, Jackson Finley, first pick by the Lions. Robert Carter and Jordan Perryman are the players who will line up in the secondary, at least to start lines at 56 players here as well. Well, we're at a stadium that does not host CFL games, but has had